Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry blend and orange hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.
Bruins Thursday on this show. That means Mike Milbury will join us for one more time this season at 8:20. And tomorrow on this show, Rob Ninkovich with his draft thoughts.
All right.
NFL draft just days away next week, so... we will talk with Rob Ninkovich tomorrow morning on the show. With us now, though, I'm guessing a somewhat hot under the collar, Maria from Watertown. Good morning, Maria.
Good morning. Good morning, everyone. I'll be as brief as possible.
Yep.
But what a disingenuous boob Charlie Jacobs is. You put that note out, okay, to do, you know, recovery from potential damage, and then you say to the fans, best fans in the world, you stayed with us, and then you insult their intelligence by saying you can't wrap your head around why people are calling for the heads of Sweeney and Neely. Let me enlighten you, because the only thing the Jacobs family bleeds, it's not black and gold, it's green, and it is money. So You stand out there and you say that, you know, things didn't go right from the beginning. Training camp was basically a waste of time. Isn't it the responsibility of your GM, when he sees that happening, to go down and have a word with the coach and prevent that from happening? Isn't it the responsibility of the GM who stands up in between periods of a Nesson broadcast and names players by name, saying that they defer and they don't shoot? Isn't the GM the one who identified those players and signed them? Isn't the GM's responsibility to have an awareness of the fact that maybe these players defer a bit too much and you want them to shoot rather than pass? Okay.
Yeah.
Their negotiating tactics are despicable. That's Neely and Sweeney, and you can't understand why we're ticked off. Oh, and by the way, every single player that you traded or fired, including the coach, every single one of them are on teams that are in the playoffs starting the 19th.
Does
that enlighten you a little bit? Does that enlighten you as to why people are ticked off? It's mind-blowing to me. And I will tell you something. This upcoming draft is probably one of the most important drafts that the Bruins have had in quite a long time. And I honestly, it makes me sick to my stomach to think that Don Sweeney and Cam Neely and their scouting staff are potentially going to be the ones making decisions for the future of this team. This and the word recovery, is that supposed to make us feel any better about what's happening? This was an unmitigated bleep show all season long. And you know how the Jacobs family rewarded the loyalty of fans, particularly season ticket holders, by raising prices yet again. So,
Maria,
I hope that explains things for Mr. Jacobs.
I am delighted that you got that off of your chest on this show, and I am always glad to hear your voice. So that is Maria from Watertown, and she makes some points that I don't know that Charlie Jacobs understands are the fans are feeling. I guess, how did the poll, did we do a poll yesterday? How'd that end up, Curtis?
Let me see here.
Last time I checked, it was like 90-10.
Yeah, it was a smoke show.
Should the Bruins fire Don Sweeney? 750 votes, 82% said yes.
Okay.
But remember, we've talked about this with the Bruins brass and front office. They are happy. To them, a successful season is making the playoffs. So Sweeney and Nailey have been really successful. Even kind of Shine thinks it a little bit. That's the mindset that they have as an ownership group. It's not, in my opinion, it's not about winning a championship. It's like, well, if we make the playoffs, that's a successful season. And if we happen to win a championship, that's icing on the cake.
Yeah. This is Ed from Lancaster. What's up, Ed?
Hey, Greg, how you doing? Joe Sacco, is he going to be fired? They're saying that might happen today.
Well,
you don't have to fire him.
I think Joe Sacco is going to speak today.
Mm-hmm.
I would assume that he wants the job, but I don't know that they're going to offer him the job. I mean, Maria pointed it out. You had a pretty good head coach here at the start of the season who now has his St. Louis Blues in the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know who they're going to go get.
Well, they'll get somebody like, you know, when we talk to Milbury, it'll be somebody that's already coaching somewhere or might have been.
But it sucks for Joe Sacco because he's been here for so long. Like, he's put his time in for the Bruins. And right. to be set up with zero success, like, they didn't do him any favors
so
going into this.
It's like a Mayo situation?
Yeah, I think that this is a complete Mayo situation. He was given a raw deal. And to take it out on him and think that putting a new head coach in position is going to fix this team.
But it wasn't even a Mayo. It wasn't even a Mayo situation with Sacco because, think about it, you said he was here for a long time. He just kept getting passed over and passed over and passed over.
Well,
going to go back down to one of the coaches, you know, like what he's been before as an assistant coach.
But Charlie Jacobs said that 5 years ago on a trip to Palm Beach, he identified Joe Sacco as the next head coach of the Boston Bruins.
At one of Charlie's equestrian events.
Jacobs, BC guy, Curtis.
I didn't know that. I just read that up. I just Wikipedia'd him.
So Eagles.
The texters are, they say it's BC Eagle on BC Eagle violence this morning with Curtis.
Well, my sister went to BC, so.
They're also saying it's Lucky Sperm Club on Lucky Sperm Club violence with you, Charlie Jacobs, this morning.
Do people, we get this a lot, and a lot of it's your fault, Greg, but like, it has zero bearing. Like, if my dad owned WEEI, it would be similar.
Right.
Like, it's the dumbest thing in the world. My life would have been far simpler and people's ears far more relieved if I just went into my dad's business.
True. I love that the biggest thing that people come at us is like, wow, yeah, and your dad paid for your education, got you into BC. It's like, yep. Thank you. Thank you, Dad. That's very, very nice of him.
And let me tell you something. It did nothing for me. I just did the internships that got me into this. God in heaven. But anyway, BC, great school if you want to go. Lovely.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we got a lot to get to this morning, including I would suggest this right now.
This is the Greg Hill Show. Time now for The Lead.
Great one, Sean. That is Skinner, Call Me the Breeze. Why'd you choose that this morning?
It was really breezy yesterday.
Oh,
Come to be completely honest, that's why I did it.
I could have gone with
and I do like some Skinner.
Could have gone with Windy by the Association, which is a legendary top 40 hit, but I
oh, can I play that next cuz I've never heard it before.
You never heard Windy?
Not that I know of. I might
Everyone
have to listen to it.
Everyone knows it's Windy.
Yeah, no, I've definitely never heard that.
And Windy has stormy eyes. You've never heard Windy?
Sounds like
that's
a hit.
That's the 6:45 rejoin right there.
Really good.
It was a huge hit.
Lyrical genius.
I got the 45 record from my father, Windy.
Nice.
He was a huge Association fan, my dad, Barry Hill. Okay, anyway, your lead. Oh, wait. Leads brought to you this morning by Subaru. The Subaru of New England Love Spring event is here right now. Spring into your next adventure in a 2025 Subaru. Find your authorized Subaru retailer at SubaruofNewEngland.com. Hey, Shime.
Hey, Greg. Good morning. So according to Jeremy Fowler, the Raiders left tackle Colton Miller is not currently participating in voluntary offseason programs and is seeking a contract extension, a.k.a. he either wants to get paid or get traded.
Okay.
Happened to play for Josh McDaniels in Vegas.
Okay.
Maybe he didn't hate Josh McDaniels as much as some of the other players.
All right.
And there's a chance you could go acquire a guy. The Patriots, this past offseason, clearly were under the impression that they wanted to go out and acquire guys that they were familiar with. A lot of the guys outside of Milton Williams, almost every other acquisition was a guy they were familiar with, and they could bring a guy in, which may then in turn assuage some of the fears that people have about drafting Will Campbell at number 4. You have far more options if you were to trade for Colton Miller. You trade for Miller, give him a bit of a contract extension since you still have a ton of cap anyways, and then you can have options at 4. You could go Ashton Jeanty. You could do what Wiggy wants. You could go Tyler Warren. You could go Jalen Walker if you really want another pass rusher. So now you have, you could even still take Will Campbell and then, you know, have the option of having him at tackle or guard when you need him and have that flexibility.
It seems like the Jeanty at number...
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Number 4 for the Patriots talk is heating up.
I will spontaneously combust in a good way.
Why is it heating up?
I don't know. It seems weird. But again, like Vrabel has shown you that he wants to play that kind of football. He wants to take some of the burden off the quarterback. He wants to be able to run the ball effectively. Mm-hmm. And Ashton Jeanty is the best running back in this draft by a bullet. And like, I would put him on par with like Ezekiel Elliott coming out of Ohio State.
Right.
That's kind of how I comp Ashton Jeanty.
So you would love that pick.
I would. I would be over the moon. I would, because I think a lot of people will hate it, and which I partly love. And then I love Ashton Gentry as a player. I think he's awesome.
All right, okay. That'd be interesting. He had a great career at Boise State.
Shine, what do you have to give the Raiders to get that deal done?
Because he wants a contract extension and probably wants out. I wouldn't think it's that much. Maybe give him the third round pick, or give them the third round pick you got for Matthew Judon, and just kind of wipe your hands clean. And basically, it was a Judon for Colton Miller trade, and you're golden. I think that may be all it takes.
All right.
Is this going to affect your mock draft?
Hopefully, if they're going to make the trade, hopefully it happens this weekend, and then it would definitely affect my mock draft, Courtney. Yes.
When is that launching?
Monday morning.
All right.
6 a.m. Monday morning.
Will it go higher in space than Gayle King and Katy Perry did?
It's kind of hard to do, Greg. They went 62 miles off the ground.
That was a perfect setup, Greg.
What, for your lead?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Let's get to it right now.
Mitch has this. I'd like to apologize to all the females that boarded that remarkably dangerous flight because it just was released that, what the hell is her name? Katy Perry.
Yeah.
Is going on tour.
All right.
This was yesterday, so I'm sure just happenstance.
Uh-huh.
Next stop, the Lifetimes tour, which, by the way, can you do a little bit less to copy Taylor Swift? The Lifetimes after Taylor Swift in
good
the
point,
Eras?
Curtis. Uh-huh. And they've had beef in the past.
They got bad blood, don't they?
Yep. Good job, yeah. Wiggy.
Wasn't a major hit, that song?
Yes, but the fact that you knew it was about her.
Is the album called Butterfly? Is that why she was holding the butterfly in the space capsule?
Yeah. So, I'm sorry. Obviously, I don't think I'll be able to prove it, but the popping of the door, Greg was right. This whole thing,
it's fake,
was this ruse.
It was probably the butterfly that opened the door up accidentally before they were supposed to.
Right.
And so you think that they produced the video of them up there floating around?
Yes. I have no idea.
I do believe it was. I am firmly in the camp that the whole thing was faked by Bezos for his beloved fiance.
Perfect timing.
I will argue till I'm dead
that
Bezos is more whipped than Bill Belichick. You can't say that about many people. He spent $1 billion+ so that his wife and her gigantic plumped lips could go to space.
So all the people at the observing deck, watching observation deck.
They were participants in
the thing? But there weren't just famous people. There were people that went to see it happen. Did they actually launch a rocket? They just weren't in it?
I have no idea.
Yeah, I don't know how that worked.
I don't know how it works.
It's going to be good for the tour, though. Maybe she'll come down in a spaceship from out of the rafters.
Definitely.
So
she will, yeah.
And incorporate it.
If Taylor Swift did Eras, Katy Perry traveled through time, and she's announcing Lifetimes tour.
Yes.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
BS. I'm Team Taylor on this one. Jordan, Courtney, and I are all together.
Okay. All right, Curtis. Thank you.
Thank you.
Rest of the leads coming up next.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts. You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.